Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at the
97.3. What?
I don't know. I've been saying it for 20-something years. How can I possibly throw extra words in there? Hi, it's Sarah and Vinny. How you doing? It's Tuesday. The Winchester Mystery House next Thursday. We are doing a live Halloween broadcast, and we'd love to see you there. This is not a secret show. You don't need a ticket for this. Please just come by. If you're anywhere near the Winchester Mystery House, or you want to make a journey through the darkness in your Halloween costume to join us. It's going to be cold, so make sure, you know, they don't... I think we're in one of the half-constructed rooms. Is that right?
No, it says constructed as it's going to be. It has windows.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Lighting.
It's going to be cold,
though.
There's a
door. Yeah, but it is going to be chill.
There's something about sitting still like that. You just find yourself going, God, my hands are frozen. And my nose.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know. So just come on out. Dress warmly. Remember to wear a costume because we're going to do multiple costume contests. Apparently, there'll be a lot of opportunities to be awarded for your amazing creativeness with your costume. We'll have breakfast with the Organic Coup while supplies last, and Psycho Donuts is coming by as
well.
So we'll have something for everybody's belly. Probably some coffee, too. I need coffee. Give me some coffee. San Jose's spookiest spot. Join us there on Halloween Day, which is next Thursday. Don't worry, Yuzette'll be back in plenty of time for that.
Oh, I sure will.
Yep. Between now and then, she's just going to go to Hawaii, pop over to Hawaii for a little while, celebrate the birthday.
What are the chances that while you're in Hawaii, you will give it all up, sell everything, and
stay
move
in
to
Hawaii?
Hawaii.
What are the chances?
Yeah.
Probably none.
0%.
Because I couldn't just stay there. We'd have to come back home and tie up loose ends and then go back.
Oh, wait a minute. Where's Ella going?
Is Ella with you?
My friend is watching Ella. He's staying at the house. Oh. He's watched Ella before. And
you got a house sitter.
I love
what
him.
Friend is
he's
this?
So nice. He's someone that I met. He actually used to work at this restaurant we go to. And we just became friends, and now he works. Oh, you know where he works now, Vinny? Is at Town.
Oh, Town is killer.
So he works there. So we've been friends for years now, and he's stayed when we go on work trips.
Yes.
He stays with Ella. If I don't bring Ella, he stays with her. So she knows him. She likes him. That's takes pictures and sends them to me every day.
Well, it's probably good for her to just be in the house that she's familiar with, too.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Absolutely. I'd rather
plunk down in another family's house.
Yeah. I don't want that.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you have somebody like that can do that for you. Yeah. And it's nice that your house isn't empty.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
So don't even think about it anymore.
Yeah. There's a man there.
He's going to be there. And he's a big guy, too.
Yeah.
He don't mess around.
You know, it's funny. Is I fantasize about that all the time, what Vinny just said. What? Every time I go to Hawaii, I'm like,
oh, staying there?
I could just sell everything and just, you know, put my roots here.
Isn't it
all
pretty expensive there, though?
Yes,
it is.
I looked
into it because I was like, it can't be any more expensive than the Bay Area, and it's just as expensive.
Well, in the problem there is that you can't easily find jobs that pay as much as is needed.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, you might be able to, you couldn't even get a job at a Sevi because someone who's local is getting that job.
That's true.
The radio certainly isn't going to pay you enough to live there.
Yeah.
Tell you right now.
Are there good radio stations?
No.
There? Oh, that's too bad.
I actually looked up radio stations to see if there was any
close. Oh my
by.
God, she's trying to move to Hawaii. God damn it, Yuzette.
I just thought if there's a radio station close by to where I'm staying, I would like to go check out the scene.
Oh, and just say hi?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in radio too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fun.
But there's no radio stations around that area.
Oh.
They're all on other islands.
Oh. Surprising.
Yeah.
Although I suppose they're all pretty, like, what is the full, like, over miles, how many miles is one island from the furthest island away?
I couldn't even tell you that.
Man, Sarah.
The problem with Hawaii is that you have locals who live there.
Yeah.
and their life and lifestyles are very different from mm-hmm. the tourists that flock to the area in great numbers.
Right.
And in reality, the radio stations really do have to serve the people that live there.
Right.
So mostly it's locals who know the roads and know the names of things and don't sound
like they just moved here from
well,
San Francisco.
Kaanapali. I mean, try and say that if you've seen that for the first time. You
right.
go, I don't know what that word
yeah.
is. So right. they've really got a different deal happening there.
They're like Oahu, Maui. Maui, Maui, Maui. There's a couple on Hilo, but Honolulu.
Yeah, this isn't helpful to me.
We see Maui to Hawaii, the Big Island at the bottom, and there's a bunch of the ones that we don't recognize. But
so is Maui? I want to know what the furthest one out, and then the to the Big Island.
Oh,
I guess
man.
I don't know. Whatever. Thank you. This is just like a list of things that are 8 miles apart.
No, that's not true.
Here, you try to make heads or tails of that, Vin. Thank you, though. That was, you know. The effort was amazing.
Oh,
the running.
What is all this? Okay, goodbye, everyone. I'll be reading for a while.
All right, then we'll start the trash while Vinny figures out what Bryn just said.
This is exactly what I was trying to say, though. N-I-I-H-A-U.
Ahu.
Nihau?
Nihau.
Anyway.
No, Nihau. Yes, Nihau.
The point is...
Yeah.
If you're broadcasting to the locals,
absolutely.
They're like, dude, you're not saying anything
right.
correctly.
You got to have a local sitting right next to you, bitch slapping you every time you say that. No! With like a cattle prod shocking you. Say it right.
Okay.
What? Nyehawa. Nyehawa.
Yeah, that was a lot of words.
Nyehawa. Two eyes. Nye. That's interesting.
Anyway.
It's not. Right. Well, so it's Hawaii. Hawaii.
No, but Hawaii. It has a W-A-I-I, I suppose. It N-I-I-H-A. So, Nye. Hold on.
I didn't mean to start this. I actually... Felt like I was making a point, but...
Well, to your point...
Even the computer doesn't know how to do it.
One time, a few times, I had to do traffic for Seattle.
Oh.
Seattle's computers went down for traffic and news, so we had to do it here in the Bay Area for them. And a lot of those streets were... Native American names.
Oh.
And it was tough. I had to practice a lot just to get some of those names out. But, you know, I'm sure I didn't sound like a local.
They're like, what the hell is this?
I know.
Who's this person?
Sounds like she's from California.
It's funny because I listen to KCBS. I have for years, and sometimes they have a new traffic person mm-hmm. on there, and I hear them just saying things a little bit off.
Yeah. Rodeo.
Yeah, rodeo.
Rodeo.
Right.
El Camino Real.
Yeah.
El Camino Real. Actually, it's funny when you have your GPS on or, you know, whatever, and they just botch a name so hard. It's cute. It's funny.
You
feel like, no, I know what it is. I feel good. So we were just talking about Star Wars randomly last break. The next Star Wars movie will be in theaters in 2020, and they consider that to be a big break. They're like, oh, we felt like it needed 3 years off. 3 years go by in the blink of a freaking eye. Yeah. So basically, line up now for that one. this is going to be the Benioff and Weiss version of it. Next Star Wars trilogy, and it will be a trilogy, hitting theaters beginning in 2020. It'll come from the Game of Thrones showrunners David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, announced this at Disney's annual Upfronts event, where I'm sure they also talked quite a bit about their whole Disney Plus thing, which is coming, I think it's November 12th. It's right around the corner. I know a lot of people who are like, yeah, I'm going to sign right the hell up for that. All the Marvel movies are on there. Last week, Disney did a 3-hour Twitter siege where they announced every mm-hmm. single thing. It took 3 hours, and then they ran like a 3-hour ad basically showing everything that they just tweeted about. There's going to be a lot of stuff on there. Are you guys going to sign right up for that? I figured that's probably going to be big at your house.
Probably.
It makes sense to take a hiatus after the release of The Rise of Skywalker this year. 3 years is the proper amount of time to take a breather and reset. But really gear up for the next film's release. We did a deal with Benioff and Weiss, and the next movie will be theirs. That's what that Bob Iger
Where I live said. Now, Sarah, is a world where I've learned not to talk about things to a 5-year-old, because you will regret it.
Yeah.
So even talking about that thing, that channel That's
is that
not,
thing is that channel there yet?
Yeah.
Is it there now?
Right.
Is it there now?
It's murder.
Yeah.
And I've learned only now because I've done this at least 200 times where I'm like, oh yeah, you're gonna see your cousin tomorrow. And the missus is like,
why would you do that today? It's all I'm gonna hear about for the rest of the day.
Right, yeah. It becomes
they don't have that much to think about.
I know.
So that is like something to dwell on. Like most of us
that's a good point.
Well, most of us we hear stuff and we're like, oh, that's awesome. And then we go on with our day and all the million other things we have to think about. But a kid is just like, my cousin.
How many hours until
my cousin?
How many sleeps?
Right.
How many sleeps is that? How many sleeps till my birthday?
Oh, my God. What are you doing for her birthday? Her birthday is next weekend, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh. I'm sure there must be something, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple things that have been brought up, including taking two friends to the American Doll store.
Oh, fun.
Is it?
If you're a little girl, absolutely.
Okay.
Don't you get to design your own doll at the American Doll store?
I don't know how it works, but I think that that's been the number one mention.
What are you cackling about over there?
Nothing.
And I was like, man, I hope my gout flares up that day.
You know, you should inventorate some gout. I'm pretty sure that gets you out of some stuff. I can't
walk. Talk about guys.
Let's go foot to foot, buddy.
It's not contagious like that, but I'll give you the proper diet for it if you want.
You got to eat live ducks.
I can't. Never mind. I'll come up with something else.
Yeah, you need something. So Disney announced a big slate of films for the next several years. 3 unnamed Star Wars films set for release in 2022, 24, and 26. Can you believe that we're almost at 2020? Like,
yeah.
It just seems impossibly far in the future that 2020 would actually be here. Oh, God.
Kids who are hearing her say that, trust me, you're going to say to you're saying to yourself right now, that's so dumb. Later, you're going to be like, 2060? What in the hell?
How did this happen?
2060?
Yeah, you'll remember this moment and be like, God, turned out they were right.
Yeah.
Old people, they're often right. Kids just don't want to hear it. So they're saying, actually, they're saying 2 new trilogies from Benioff and Weiss. I don't know if that means that these are, the first one is the 2022, 24, and 26, and then 2029, 2031, and 2033. Oh, my God. But anyway, they're basically saying that they're getting the first crack at it, D.B. Weiss and David Benioff. And they say The Mandalorian for Disney Plus. Look, if you want Star Wars, it's there for you. The trailer for Rise of Skywalker, they say this is the final.
They debuted it at halftime during the Pats-Jets game last night.
So,
I put it up on the Alice Facebook
page. Oh, you did? Oh, okay. People are freaking out. They're saying it looks like C-3PO dies.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to find that play? I mean, even just reading what they said about it, I thought, well, or he's just getting his eyes fixed or something. Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Okay.
This Christmas.
This Christmas.
It's a Christmas gift to you.
Is it out on Christmas Day?
It says this Christmas, but let's see. December 20th.
Basically so. Christmas. Taking one last look, sir.
At my friends.
It's my friends. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. C-3PO might die, might not die. I don't know. I tend to doubt it, but
it's good. You have to watch the trailer.
Yeah. Well, people are flipping out over it. It's long, too, right? It's like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2.5.
But it doesn't seem long because it looks interesting.
Right. Pancreatic cancer. Boy, this thing seems like a...
Is it going around or what?
Apparently, Vin.
I hadn't heard that.
Well, it seems like Alex Trebek... This is not a story about him. This is a story about someone else who's fighting stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I've known people with pancreatic cancer, and they're no longer with us. It's tough, and it's...
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. It's, Sarah, she's a good eater.
Oh,
Maji!
I love Maji. Well, by the time they find it, she's just not feeling good. And she got a nutritionist, and she's trying to do this and that. And then all of a sudden, they're like, we know what it is.
Did she try testosterone?
I don't know if she tried testosterone. That can't make you very happy, is what I hear. By the time they found it, it was 2 months later. She was gone. That's
wow.
It, you know?
Aggressive.
So it's, yeah, well, The thing is, it's usually progressed so far by the time they find it that that's that. Quiet Riot drummer Frankie Banali is fighting that right now. Yeah. Girls rock you boys. No.
You know what? It makes me wonder, because I've known some musicians. Do you think he has insurance? This is a weird thing for me to have thought of, but I wondered, what is Frankie Banali worth?
Yeah, go see what, what are the guys in Quiet Riot
worth? Should he be worth $10 million?
I just don't know, Vin.
I bet he isn't.
Yeah. I think it depends.
Oh, he's worth $10 million.
Oh my God, is that exactly what he's worth?
Get the hell out of here. Is that true?
Maybe he saved his money and didn't go to the strip clubs to make it rain.
Right.
Well, he might own, do you think he owns the name?
Of Quiet Riot.
Quiet Riot?
I don't know.
I mean, the singer's gone, right?
Yeah. He died of cancer too, didn't he?
I don't know where he went. I don't know, but maybe he owns the name. And yeah, so he's getting money off T-shirts. I don't know.
Well,
but
they do still tour, you know. So
I know. They have the kid from Santa Cruz on American Idols, their singer. James
Hetfield.
No. Come on.
Wait.
I do remember this.
He's the Santa Cruz kid.
Durbin.
James Durbin. Sings for Quiet Riot, I think.
Oh, so, I didn't realize that.
Frankie Banali, who's the drummer for Quiet Riot, has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He has missed a bunch of performances and made an announcement on Facebook explaining his situation.
Oh.
He made it on some podcaster's page. Basically, the guy said, I've been asked by Frankie Banali to share the following message. I want to let all my friends and fans know what's going on with me, why I've unfortunately missed some appearances. April 17th, he was diagnosed. Prognosis was obviously very scary. He's saying the road ahead is not going to be easy, but cancer has met its match. I plan to continue fighting. Hmm. And I guess he's going to do a show this weekend. Here it is. He's going to be at the Whiskey on Saturday, October 26th, and continue touring in 2020 with Quiet Riot. So he hopes to go back to work now that he's done the initial fight.
Huh.
Super sad.
It is. It's
super
really
scary.
Well, it is. It's scary, and it's just, it's got to be terrifying. God, if I heard pancreatic cancer, I'd be like, well, better get my
affairs in order.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. I'll fight the good fight, but let's be prepared.
Right.
Yikes. All right, it's 6:25. I'm not going to start another story.
Are you sure?
Do you want me to?
No.
Let me look at the load. Well, we got a better commercial load today.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yesterday was like no commercials.
Jacuzzi for your balls after these.
Oh, my goodness.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Follow us all on Instagram. My handle is Clarky Clark. Vin is Vin Hassan. Uzette just got Uzette. There just aren't that many Uzettes out there in the world. Brinny Boy, Vonda Wizard, Human TV. Follow us all. Or just go to Alice973 Instagram. Alice follows all of us, and you can find our handles there.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the October sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. So Sarah's Pats won last night. They beat the lowly Jets, everyone.
30-0.
By the way,
it's a blowout.
I was ranting about how their division sucks and has forever.
Mm.
925 says, get it right, Vinny. The Giants are not in the Pats division. You're right. The lowly Dolphins are who I left out. They're only defeated. Entirely defeated. They're 0-7. They're worse than the lowly Giants.
Pats are 7-0.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, the 49ers are 6-0, right?
Yeah.
The news was saying, you had asked the question, when was the last time they were? And the news was reporting 1990.
Oh, my God.
Was the last time.
Last time they were six games in and undefeated. Go 49ers.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yes. So let me start with, hold on.
Are those the only two teams that are still undefeated right now?
The Bills, who are in your division, are 5-1. Oh. They lost to the Pats. Who else was there? No, I think that's it.
Yet. That's nice. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So, I guess blackface isn't as bad as everybody thought it was going to be.
What?
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau won a second term in Canada's national elections yesterday. They say he lost the majority, but got strong enough results for the win.
All right.
Congratulations. So.
Just goes to show you, good looking dudes win.
Well, I actually
think... People like them, you know? They must.
It's a hobby.
Never mind.
Go ahead, say it.
I just don't know that people understood or understand. Maybe they understand now, but 20, 30 years ago, I don't think they understood how insulting blackface could be to someone.
Sure.
And I can hear you yelling right now, but I'm just trying to tell you, I don't necessarily think the guy was doing that to be racist.
Right.
Nonetheless, it doesn't look good.
No. The optics are terrible.
And as they dig back into people's histories and pull out those photos, they look awful.
Yeah.
Through today's lens, holding it out, it looks awful, I admit. But I don't necessarily... Anyway, so he did win, and there you go. Handsome wins, apparently.
Apparently so. Isn't that the way the world should work?
I don't.
The days before social media and TV, and people just had to have a platform that you agreed with.
Right. I can't even imagine how to react to this next story I'm about to tell you. So I'm going to let you tell me.
All right. I'll try and have a reaction.
Arika Hill is 31. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She was asleep. She woke up on Wednesday morning of last week to find a woman in her home about to give a bath to her 2-year-old son. Elizabeth Hickson, 22, was arrested last week after she'd walked into the home through an unlocked door.
Unlocked door? Where is this?
This is in Ohio.
Okay.
An Ohio woman is facing felony trespassing charges after she broke into a woman's home, or opened the door, because apparently it wasn't locked, and was about to bathe the woman's child. According to the police report, Hill and her boyfriend heard a dog walking around with a chain leash dragging on the floor of their apartment. The couple found an unknown to them black and white dog and a woman in their home.
Huh.
I get up and I walk to my door, and the way my house is set up, I can look down the hall. And I see a white female lady bent over the tub with my 2-year-old in the tub.
Does she know the kid?
No.
She randomly walked into a house, looked for a child to bathe, and found one.
What do you do?
Well, you call the police and you separate her from the kid. And as long as things don't get violent, you hold her in the living room until the police get there. I don't know what you do. I'm confused. I'm like, am I having a dream?
No, yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. You almost have no tools to...
Right. It's such a bizarre... And it's like such a... I mean, I would immediately think, potentially she could murder my child.
Right. Well, that's...
She could drown my kid in the tub.
Most of the time, I think you overreact. But now your kid's in the...
Right. You don't want to necessarily escalate this whole thing.
I need to make sure I can remove the child without...
Right.
Him getting hurt,
mm-hmm.
is my best course of action running full speed and punching this person in the head, which isn't the right thing, but
it's hard not to, though, to be surprised in a situation like that. I think
the dog was the lady, the intruders, right?
Yeah.
Right?
So the dog could attack you too if she sees you pouncing on its master.
Let's tie the dog up in the kitchen.
How gnarly is that?
Yeah. It's very confusing. So, and just to be woken up to something like that too, I can imagine that your reactions might be skewed just by the surprise, and you know how you are when you first wake up. What? There's a lady doing what to our kid?
Yeah, I don't know.
So what happened to, like,
She's been charged with felony. I don't have that in the story. That's what I'm curious about. The story's actually pretty vague.
I'm curious because the
reaction is, it's so interesting to think, okay, I need to make sure my kid's okay. That's the goal.
Thing one.
Get my kid.
Are you better off playing it like, well, this lady's pretty casual. She's in with the kid and the dog's walking around. Just walk in and pick the kid up. All right, let's get you dried off. Meanwhile, the boyfriend waits till you're safely
never
out of
stops
the room.
Punching the lady.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
Mm. So
I don't
bizarre.
Know.
I can't even imagine that. Then I do believe, though, that in the future your door gets locked. So there's that.
Yeah, there's a valuable lesson to be learned, everyone.
Yeah.
Here's a warning for you. Wearing earbuds all the time could lead to ear infections.
Oh.
I wear earbuds, headphones, earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
I wear plugs when I sleep, and I wear plugs when I surf.
Yeah.
I have crap shoved in my ears all the time.
Do you get ear infections?
I don't.
Do you get compacted wax or anything?
No, but I'm very careful with my ears because of that.
Mm.
And part of the reason I'm wearing the stuff in the ocean is for protection.
Right.
Because the wind and water can be terrible for you.
Sure. The it's funny. I mean, I basically have headphones on 5+ hours a day my entire adult life.
Right. Me
you
too.
Know? And sometimes like the outsides of my ear will get kind of raw just from having headphones crushed against my head all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just tight. Like I need certain ones, the ones that have a wide enough.
Yeah.
But I mean, knock wood.
People,
I don't wear earbuds that much.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. I'm usually a headphone person.
You see people wearing their Apple EarPods all day.
Yeah, they wear them like earrings.
Mm-hmm.
It's hanging in their ears.
So those are blocking your ears' natural functions to get rid of buildup, dirt, sweat, dead skin, oil, hair, wax.
Hot.
So keep those clean and take them out when you're not using them.
Right.
I know you're concerned about losing them, but you don't want to lose your hearing in the process.
No, you don't. Plus, ears can get stinky.
Yeah.
Blech. Kids' ears are super gross. Like, they seem like they just don't have their wax production under control yet.
Well, they also don't daily take a soapy finger and clean themselves out.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't stick it in, do you? I use a Q-tip on the inside, but I wash the pinna to make sure that it's...
I don't wash her at all anymore.
Oh.
After the last time she came in to get me for dinner with one of the neighbor boys...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have been locking the door religiously because I don't want no trouble. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing anything.
You don't need that kid running home and be like, I saw Mr. Hassan naked.
What in the hell? And I had a conversation with my daughter, but I'm like, you can't invade my privacy like that. It's not okay.
Right.
But.
Did she get it?
She does, but she's also a kid.
Right. For her, it was nothing. She sees you naked all the time.
Nah, she doesn't. I've tried to get better about that because she's looking right at it.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, you got to get out of here. That's beat it. No, wait, not that. Get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, you just find yourself going.
Oh, my God.
This whole scenario makes me uncomfortable.
I'm a little uncomfortable now, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's stupid. It's like, okay, I have to just lock the door. And so that's what I've been doing, and I don't go in there when she's showering, and she doesn't, like, that's over.
Right. Oh, boy.
You know what I mean?
Don't do that.
So stupid.
Mm.
But that's what I've had to learn through countless, I'm like, over it, okay, I get it. It's on me now.
Mm.
I know better. I need to lock the darn door.
Lock the darn door. So does her mom go in there and make sure she's clean?
Yeah, her mom's dealing with
it.
Okay. So.
That's good. Well, cross that off your list, too. Don't have to do that anymore. It's good news. But the little girl, you have to still bathe her?
Mom's doing that in
concert
as a group.
With the, I see.
They do that all
group
together.
Bathing.
The three of them.
Mm.
Oh, fun.
Anyway, there's a new product called Testacuzzi.
Oh, Testacuzzi.
It's a mini jacuzzi for your testes.
Like a little bowl that you put them in and...
I guess you fill it up with hot water, flip it on, and it lets...
Is that why? What's that for? Is that good for you? Or
apparently, it's good for you. They say it'll help if you are a bike rider.
Oh,
long bike rides, horseback riding.
Oh,
what about the men's that you've spent time riding horses with? Do they often need?
I didn't know that many guys. There were a few. I didn't really ever ask them about their balls.
You didn't?
I never did. Weirdly.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought that was your thing.
I didn't know that many dude horseback riders. And the one guy I did know.
So that's a sport for women, you'd say?
No. At the top of the game, it's mostly men. Like when you watch like Olympic stuff, it's, I would say there are more men than women in it. I don't know that that's exactly true, but when I was, I mean, I knew very few men who were boys, you know, because I was a kid who rode horses.
Well, you went to horse college.
And there was one boy in that, in the entire horse girl class. One kid. I think his name is Robert.
Robert.
He was gay, though, so it was definitely, I think he was. I didn't really ask him about it, but he never, he just, my gaydar told me.
Ah.
So I think he was, but I didn't ask him about his balls.
Okay, well, they say horseback riding, long bike trips, or accidentally getting hit there, the testacuzzi will give your man bag a nice comfortable soak. It doesn't look like it, no. I mean, that there is something to a man's, the reason they're out there.
Is to keep them cool,
and there's movement based on the temperature of your body. And
would they just be drawn up into your body if you put them in the testacuzzi and it was too hot for them?
I'm guessing that might be the...
Cold water?
They come up into your body when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they split when it's hot.
Hmm.
Right?
You tell me.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Right?
The guy with the, you know, I assume you have those. So
I do, but I'm just trying to, I'm trying to get it straight in my head. Yeah, that's
they
whole
hang lower when it's hot, and you know.
But wouldn't they be like, "Oh God, it's too hot down here"?
In
Let
the
me
water,
cool off in the
body. But that's what I'm trying to figure out. Do they know to like jump?
You know what? We need to get you a testacuzzi so you
one.
Can give us a review. How much are
I
they?
I doubt it. I mean, in hot weather, it usually just
they
no matter
just
how
hang,
yeah
hang out. Hey, yeah. Hey.
This story, weirdly, is a segue from our last one about equestrian college.
Testacuzzi's $40.
Oh, $40. That's nothing.
$40.
I'll get that for my dad for Christmas. Yeah, got to come up with something for the old man.
Sure.
Never know what to get him.
This story is in the Merck News on the front page. Wilcox High School administrators have launched an investigation into allegations that some members of their football team chanted homophobic slurs at a male cheerleader.
Oh, my God.
You know what's why you just said, oh, my God. When I read that story, I went, what high school boy has not been called a homophobic slur? I got called them all the time. All the time. From, like,
so
sixth
are
grade.
You saying this kid
No, I'm not
suck
saying
it
it's okay. I'm saying, like, it's we've changed this much. It's on the front page of the Merck News.
Well, they're chanting it at a game.
That that's a guy got called a homophobe. I'm thinking to myself, where was the front page of the Merck when I was in eighth grade and like walked into a room and someone went, "Murr," and I'm like, oh, come on. I just walked in here. What kind of hope do I have now? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess, yeah. I mean, you know, maybe the Merck was waiting to see if a whole group would start chanting
maybe
at you.
Anyway, they're saying now this 14-year-old freshman he's a cheerleader for the team, and they're saying now they're fearful for his safety. So it looks like he's gotten
it's
ugly, and I'm not trying to minimize it. I'm just saying we've changed that much.
Right.
I mean, we all grew, people of a certain age grew up hearing stuff like that
before we even knew what it was.
Right, gay or not, you heard that. Just part of being a kid. So
kids are just awful.
It's changed that much. Here he is, 14, front page of the paper. Let me see if I can find. Oh, they're trying to defend it. The administrators and teachers who attended they were just saying, hey, hey, hey.
Really?
The cheerleader might have interpreted it as gay, 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 but they weren't.
Gay, gay, gay.
I don't know. So what happens? Are these guys all suspended?
I think so, aren't
is there
they?
An I don't know.
How do you find out who said it all? It's all in a big crowd, right?
I'm sure there's video.
Yeah.
It is the world of today.
Right. So anyway, that's on the front page of the Merck. I just honestly...
Maybe they send in some kind of trainer that teaches the kids as a whole to be sensitive. Maybe more sensitive.
Or
we
or
could
the
all
coach
use a little
says,
sensitivity training.
Any of you get caught doing that again, you're not playing on the team. Mm. You got it? All right. Let's move on. Mm. I don't know. I was really surprised it made the front page of the paper, but you're right. It's ugly.
It's interesting. Kids are just rotten.
They are.
Yeah.
They really are. I don't think that that's ever going to change. They just don't, you know, they're trying to figure out how to operate in the world, and I don't know what it is. We get old. I mean, still, like, not that there aren't rotten adults, because there are, but it does seem like...
Were you a rotten kid?
You know, I definitely was less rotten than some kids. Like, I got bullied pretty hard in school. There was a kid who lived right near me who I lived in fear of. I got off at a, used to walk 3 miles through the woods to get to my house so I didn't have to get off at the same bus stop as him. Like, they're, you know, you get tortured, and you grow up and you figure, I don't know, I think some people get stuck in that and become and stay bullies in their life. And other people just go, oh, well, you treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yeah, I think that most kids don't understand how painful it is until they get a dose of it back on their own.
Right.
And even then they forget and do it back to some, like, it takes a
while
for you
to learn.
Well,
and it can totally scar people, too. I mean, there's people who can't deal with it. Now, it's I wish that we could all just be a little nicer to each other, but I'll tell you something. It's hard for girls, and I've watched it with my, like, boys are a little bit, it's a little bit older that the bullying stuff starts with them. With girls, it starts in kindergarten. Like, there's a pecking order, and there's a hierarchy.
Yeah.
There's a mean girl thing that's real.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. My daughters are freshmen at the University of Hawaii, and they have to take a Hawaii language class to help them integrate into the community.
Oh.
She's in heaven. I don't know if she'll ever move back.
Yuzi. Yuzi, you can go take that course at the college.
Right, I'll get right on that.
It's pronounced ni'ihau.
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 It's if you're just joining us, there was
a
Hawaiian conversation because Yuzi's leaving for Hawaii.
And what did that mean?
It's one of the island names.
Oh, it's an island name.
It's a location.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, on the gay thing, I have Miley Cyrus just pissed off the LGBTQ community.
Oh,
hard.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.